We said a few weeks ago that judgment is coming.
Yes, sir.
That's right, Pastor John. Judgment is coming.
Yes, sir.
It runs throughout all history, John. That's what you preached about.
Yes.
John, you can see it in the thinking processes of men because the thinking process is decayed. Judgment comes. John, I believe that. John, you also told us that this judgment that is coming from God will be final. It will be an open and shut case. There's nothing else that you'll be able to do. John, I accepted those words from God. Pretty good here. Good. Secondly, John, you said that judgment is coming to fallen man. John, I agree. I'm fallen.
Right.
I need the law.
Amen.
John, you preached it. I've listened to it more than once and twice, and I find myself guilty. I am fallen. John, you said that there was a fallen humanity, a fallen history, a fallen understanding, and I qualify in all those areas, John. John, I don't believe it because you said it. I believe it because fundamentally, unconditionally, it is a mandate of God. Judgment is coming to fallen man. John, you also told us that we have a demented attractiveness towards false things. I accept that.
Amen.
I've been running after substance and only grabbing the shadow. I agree, John.
Amen. Amen.
John, you said that God said that man has a fallen condition in his wanderings. He wanders after religion.
Amen. All right.
Yes, I agree. There's a fallen accountability and a fallen affirmation. God has said that there is not one just human being on the planet. No, not one.
Amen.
All are fallen. I accept that. So we said the judgment is coming to fallen man. Therefore, last Sunday, we all agreed, hopefully, Jesus saves.
Amen.
I'm so glad that God has provided a way for me through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
He is the way. We were ruined, so we needed a mighty Savior. John, that's what you told me.
Amen.
And I remember that. Now listen. John, you also said that God has said that Christ and Christ alone. And John, I had to think about that one. Because, boy, I'm telling you, there's a lot of other ways. But you said that Jesus, He alone, is the only way. John, you also said that God said that Jesus was the only one that did anything necessary to provide my salvation. It could not be done by anyone else. He saved through his atonement. He is more powerful than Satan. And we lastly saw the results of his saving grace. John, I love that. What's next, John? What's next? What is God saying to me now? Judgment is coming to fallen man, but Jesus saves. There's only one thing left.
Right.
Only one thing left. And it comes in the form of our subject. I take him.
Amen.
You have all the evidence. God has spoken. You have all the evidence that you need. Now look what happens, friend. The cause falls on you. God has done everything that he's supposed to do. He has warned us and forewarned us and let us know all about it. And now he's saying, you have something to do. I take him, John. I take him. Listen, you cannot remain neutral.
Amen. No, sir.
I don't care how hard you try, you cannot remain neutral. It's either I take him or I reject him. Not I have good intentions, not I'll do it next month, not I don't know enough about it. Either you take him or you reject him. The message of God has always been pointed and just a determining effort. You have all the substance that you need. Everyone must act. I said you cannot remain neutral. You must act. You must act on what you are hearing right now. You must respond to it. Some of us as believers have taken him. Amen. God bless you. John, you're saying, well, now, John, the message for me ends now. since I've taken him. Oh, does it? We're going to see if you really take it. That's what I want you to do. Those of us that are believers, I want you to see, have I really taken him?
Yes.
Have I really owned up to him?
Yes.
Sometimes people are going to look at, you know, they can look at the subject on the board out there and say, oh, I've taken him, and turn around, get in the car, and go home.
Yes.
I want you to listen like you've never listened before. No other person in this room, in your family, in your environment, can settle this matter for you. You've got to settle it for yourself. You got a godly parent, they can't settle it for you, child. You got a godly in-law, they can't settle it for you. You've got a godly husband or a godly wife, they can't do it for you. Sometimes men depends upon their women to go to church and pray and moan and groan and pray for this old sinful, whine old husband of mine, and one day he will come across. No, he won't. He's got to make that decision for himself.
Amen.
That man, that woman, that boy, that girl must say, I take him. I take him. Look at our scripture. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Paul says, listen to me. All things become new. Paul is saying, when you take him, things change in your life. When you take him, there is a new perspective. There is a new way that you view your total self and your environment. Christ wants to become the center of your life and of my life, and that only happens after we take him. Too many of us have Christ on the outside. He's not the center and the circumference. He's just a circumference on the outward borders. We allow him to come in sometimes when we're saddened by death. When we're perplexed with wants, when we have need of something, we say, oh, Jesus, I take you because I need you. You've got to take him when you don't even feel a sense of need. Take him because you are ruined, you are fallen, and judgment is coming, and because God has said that Jesus saves.
Amen.
We must take him.
Thank you.
I don't depend upon my Christian upbringing. Don't, please, don't ever do that. You youngsters in the sound of my voice, don't depend on well, somebody brought me here, so it's done. Please don't deceive yourself and do that. You've got to say, I want Christ, I take him, then he'll save you. You can't depend upon the teaching of creeds. Oh, if we had a church creed right under that speaker on the wall there, and everyone would stand and look at it and read it. I am a Christian and I believe in God and I accept the doctrine of the Trinity and I don't believe upon that. Some of you here, most of you, I hope all of you hear the water running. Don't depend upon baptism to save you.
Amen.
That's not going to do it.
Amen.
Don't depend upon your standards of behavior. How I behave. I behave myself right in the house of God. The Bible teaches it. You better look what Paul says. He says, therefore, if any man, and this is in the generic term, men or women, if any man or woman or boy or girl be in a relationship with Jesus Christ, and that's, isn't that beautiful, Lewis? In, not around, not hanging around the pianist, not joining a choir, not getting in the Bible band. That's not going to do it. You've got to be in somebody. Somebody's got to be in you. Working out his life in you.
Amen.
And then you're making such a determinate statement with your life that people see Christ in you and say, what is this that makes you like that? And then you say, it's Christ that's in me.
Amen.
The old things have passed away.
Amen.
How did that happen, preacher? I took him.
Amen.
I love him.
Amen.
I need him, I take him, I ingest him, he has control of me. Amen. I can't depend upon who my parents are. My father is the pastor. Oh, you go to hell quicker than the worst drunk.
Amen.
Yes, you will. Because you've had it all around you all your life. My daddy is a Sunday school teacher. Wonderful. And I bet you've even answered the questions that your daddy asked you. Yes, I did. You will go to hell quicker than the street walking prostitute. Why, preacher? Because you haven't taken him. See? We are all obligated to take up our minds this morning. Think in your mind. Take up your mind and think with yourself. Think within yourself. John, you're right. Man, I know everything you're talking about. I know it. And then ask yourself this question right now. Why don't I take him? Just a few things about taking Christ, and then we're finished, and we're going to get into our communion and our baptism. Taking him, number one, and this is the last of this series, taking him is an urgent act. Oh, it's urgent.
Amen.
Taking Christ is an urgent act. You better believe me. Oh, you let payday come. You let payday come and they have your paycheck back there. Or however they fix it up. It's an urgent thing at payday on people's